So, a nerd, a good Christian girl, and a tomboy all walk into puberty together. That was me. So, I'm only good at setups, poor about punchlines, so sorry about that. But that was me as a kid. I was a very big nerd, a very big church girl, and a very big tomboy. And that made sense to me because I didn't really know how to do anything else except be myself. That's one of the great things about being a kid, is that you don't have to think about things. You don't have to think about what you're supposed to be doing or how you're supposed to be. You just exist because that's all you know how to do. You're not smart enough to look at what other people are doing to figure out what you're supposed to be doing. You're just too busy having fun. I was too busy, you know, trying to perfect my jump shot, too busy trying to get extra credit on my book report, and too busy being a church usher to see everybody looking at me differently. But my parents did. My mom, she always knew, so she kept kind of a secret cocoon around me, and I always appreciated that for her. So as I got older, I didn't grow out of being a nerd. I became nerdier. I didn't grow out of being a good Christian girl. I became Christianer. And I definitely didn't grow out of being a tomboy. But that was the one that seemed to cause the most problem with other people. So that's the one I decided that it might have to go. So I tried. I tried very hard to play my tomboyism down. I got all kind of dresses, skirts. I had like the fiercest hoop earring collection on my block. In fact, one of my good friends from high school still asked me about this black dress that I wore, y'all. Shut everything down. But it wasn't me. As great as it wasn't me. And on top of just this exterior look, I had these interior feelings that I had to deal with. So fast forward to me sitting on my dad's porch. My mom and my dad, they divorced when I was about 5 years old. So I always brag that I have two amazing families, that I have an overdose of love. But at this time, I was on my dad's porch. I was on my dad's porch after another weekend date. I was on my dad's porch after another weekend date with another person that I call just another friend. Because that's what I call the women that I dated, my friends, just my friends. And, you know, my dad, he was always kind of suspicious because he was like, you know, it's weird that you change friends so frequently. I don't know what that's about, but you seem like a good person and you never really had a problem keeping friends as a kid, so I don't understand as an adult why every few weeks you have to have a new friend. But maybe things are different here. And I just shrugged them off and I was like, well, you know, people. And so I was sitting there after another weekend of another lie I had to come up, tell my dad. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't. And I knew that before I told my dad, I was gonna call my mom because my mom is like my safety net. I know whatever happens, she's got me. So I call and I say, Mom, look, are you sitting down? I have something to tell you. And she sighs and says, Ty, no. I know what this is about. It's really fine. I was like, Mom, seriously, you don't know this. Sit down. Let me talk to you. She's like, I'm sitting. Mom, I like women. I'm in love with women. I want to date women. I want to be with women. I like women. And she says, oh, okay, is that it? And I said, you know, Mom, please don't take this moment from me. And she says, baby, you know, I've been waiting since you were 8 years old for you to tell me this. But thank you. I'm glad we don't have to lie to each other anymore. And it was a beautiful moment. It was the best coming out story that I've heard. And so then I had to go inside and I had to talk to my dad. And I really wasn't as clear about what my dad was going to say because we didn't have the same type of relationship as me and my mom did. So I go upstairs and I, you know, sit down on the edge of the bed and it wasn't as jovial. I just said, "Dad, I date women." And he looks at me and he says, "What, are you afraid of men or something?" And I said, "No, I'm not afraid of men. What, do you hate men?" "No, I don't hate men. I love men. I just don't want to be with them." "Well, is it because I wasn't around when you were growing up?" "No, it's really just me loving women is what it is." But it was hard. For 2 months, we really didn't talk to each other. It was just really rough. And then eventually we came back together. But I never, you know, I never really knew. I never really knew if he accepted me. And it's funny, he used to, like, send messages through my cousin, who's like a son to him. "You know, Dad, you know, Uncle Harvey wants me to you to know that he loves you and supports you, whatever you do." I was like, "Yeah, but, like, because he has to, you know. I want to know that he really genuinely accepts this, and I don't really feel that." So last Father's Day, we go downstairs, and we have this family talk because we always... We either we're going to talk trash or we're going to have like a long bonding talk. It's easier to talk trash, but long bonding talks have to happen on Father's Day. It's rules. So my dad starts telling me this story about my uncle. My uncle was a out gay man in our family. And he, you know, tells him about his uncle was this great guy in the 70s, you know, gay New York, which is a big thing in gay life, gay New York in the 70s. So it was really great. And, you know, he's telling the story. He said, "You know, as much as I loved your uncle, the one thing that kind of hurt me, the one thing that hindered our relationship is that he never actually came out. I knew. I lived with him. I saw what he was doing. But he never actually told me." And he said, "So there was always these whispers around the family about what he was. And it really bothered me." He said, so you know, that day that you came out to me after we talked... He said, I called all my brothers and all my sisters, and I told them that you just came out and that you dated women and that's who you were and that I loved you and that if anyone had a problem with that, they weren't welcome here." And it as close as me and my dad was, that was a moment that I really knew that my dad loved and accepted his tomboy, nerdy Christian daughter.